So today we are reading a story called Natsumi's Song of Summer, and it is our celebration for the first day of summer in the United States, which is today. And this story was written by Robert Paul Weston and Misa Saburi, the art. And I am really excited to talk about this because it has to do with some interesting things, some interesting cultures, and how they fit together. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, today's story is read by Mommy and
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Pikachu. Pikachu. All right. Let's see what Mr. Weston has to say. And then the art will be by Misa Saburi. And I can't wait to see what art we're going to see. Are you ready? Okay. In lotus season, with petals on every pond, Natsumi was born. That's how she got her name. It means the sea in summer. And she loved everything about summertime, swimming and running on soft grass and the sun and the heat and the cool bursts of plum rain, heavy and sweet. But what she loved most were summer's insects, gleaming, crawling, fluttering with their songs and bright bodies. The air itself came to life. Here are, in the picture, we can see some of the bugs that you might see in the summertime. Fireflies, or lightning bugs, however you call them. And butterflies and bees. Mm-hmm. There were butterflies with their striped and spotted wings and the sudden sparks of fireflies and honeybees fizzing flower to flower. And there were manatees, long green monks always praying, and the speckled gems of ladybirds, or some people call them ladybugs, and red rubies upon deep blue bellflowers. Because they do kind of look like rubies, don't they? They're red. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're beautiful on flowers. Yeah, they're beautiful on flowers that are blue. Yeah. But nothing could beat the chirrup of cicadas. Do you know what cicadas are? They are bugs that make very loud noises, and they usually only come out during the summertime. Summer has not yet begun until their song fills the air, her mother would say. On hot Saturdays, Natsumi and her parents went searching for them. With soft nets of bamboo poles, they reached up, rustling them free. Natsumi sometimes let one crawl along her arm. It tickled her skin while its body drummed and chirped. Then, wings flitting, it was gone. They're looking for cicadas. Cicadas are those bugs that I was just talking about that make a chirping sound. Something like that. My cicada impression is not very good, but I bet you probably could find one on one of your, like on a laptop or on a YouTube or something. There's sound effects and you can listen to them then. Natsumi's birthday would soon arrive, and this year would be special. Someone would come to visit from the far side of the sea. It was her cousin, a girl named Jill, but someone who was a stranger. Although they were related, the two girls had never met. But now, this summer, Jill and her parents at last had planned a visit. Natsumi was excited, but she was also nervous. What would Jill be like? What would they have in common? Would they become friends? Or perhaps they would quarrel? There is no way of knowing. Do you know what it means to quarrel?
No.
Quarreling is when you are fighting with someone. You are not getting along well. Do you know what it's like to meet your cousin and you're not sure if you're going to get along with them? Yeah, you have some cousins that live in a different part of the country, and you don't get to see them all the time. But when you do get to see them, you think, ooh, are we going to get along? Are we going to have fun?
Yeah.
Quarrel?
Quarrel.
Yeah. But you never do, do you?
No.
At the huge airport, Natsumi saw her cousin weaving through the crowds, grinning and anxious, her eyes bright with curiosity.
Show me everything!
Jill chimed, her voice like a bell. Everything there is!
Everything?
Asked Natsumi. Where would she even begin? Perhaps at the beach, where hot and powdered sand powdered their toes and cool on their tongues, mouthfuls of watermelon turned their lips a rosy pink. Yes, please. Would you like to have watermelon on the beach? Yeah, I would too. Or at the Obon Festival, where together they danced, hands waving, giving thanks to the spirits for their countless ancestors. There they are, they're doing a dance, and they're wearing a kimono, which is what you would wear in Japan. Or by the river, their faces tipped to the stars, watching the fireworks as they bloomed in the night sky, all the colors of summer. Do you see the fireworks in the sky? Do you know, in the summertime here in the United States, we also have fireworks, but we do it in the month of July. Do you know why we do it? For the 4th of July, very good. Our national holiday. Everywhere they went, Jill squinted into the trees, listening closely and asking the same question.
What is all that buzzing?
Mm-hmm. Jill came from a place where there were few cicadas, and she had never seen their large eyes and glossy wings or heard their chittering hum. Natsumi wanted to show them to her cousin, but she was worried. Insects frighten some people. What if Jill was frightened too? When I was a little girl growing up in the Midwest, growing up in Kansas, we had cicadas every summer. And they would chirp and chirp and chirp in the trees. And you could go in the evening when they would come out and make their loud noises and listen to them sing. And we would lay on blankets underneath the trees and listen to them. I don't think they're scary at all. I think they're beautiful. I'm not afraid of bugs, although I don't like spiders. Okay. Natsumi's birthday arrived with a bright blue sky, and Jill still squinted into the treetop shadows where the hidden cicadas thrummed.
I'll show them to you,
Natsumi said, and she scampered into the cool house and returned with two soft nets, each atop a bamboo pole. They swept the branches, and a pair of cicadas looped down to meet them. Would Jill be scared? Would she scream? No. She crouched low, eyes sparkling.
They're born underground, Natsumi explained. And for years they wait in darkness, and then when they're old enough, they climb out to meet their friends.
And now here's something that's very interesting. And in the pictures, you can see it. When they come out of the ground, they're tiny little brown creatures. And they lived, you know, they live under the underground for like hundreds of years. Some of them do. Mm-hmm. And then they come up and they shake out of their little brown shells. And then their bodies are soft and green and they have long wings. And they'll leave behind their little shells. And when I was a little girl, I would go and collect the little shells and line them up in the row like they were a little theater, and I would put on a show for them. Well, you're learning lots about mommy today. I don't know why. Anyways,
just like us, said Jill. Waiting and waiting, and now we finally met.
Natsumi smiled. She and Jill were truly two of a kind. They quietly watched the two crawling cicadas as their bodies drummed. And then, wings flitting, they were gone. In the afternoon, they drew pictures together. Natsumi's drawing was of two cicadas, but Jill sketched out something else.
elegant green wings with two black and yellow spots like half-winking eyes.
What is it?
Asked Natsumi.
I've never seen one before.
It's a Luna moth, said Jill.
I think you'll see one when you come and visit me.
Natsumi nodded, her eyes bright with curiosity. She knew tomorrow Jill would fly home, but for now they sat side by side and listened as the warm sky filled with the song of summer. You know, moths can be very, very big, and they can grow all over the place. We have moths, but you know, an interesting place to get moths is up a little bit further north. And they can really be about the size of a bird. That's how big they can be. And they're worth looking at. Moths are just as beautiful as butterflies. In some cases, they might be even more beautiful. But you usually see them in the summertime, too. But anyways, there's lots of great ways to celebrate summer, my friends. And now that it is upon us, we hope that you are going to have a wonderful summer, too. And that, my friends, is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.